Last night was a good day for the aviation sector. We reached a deal with Air Canada to protect jobs, to reconnect communities that had regional flights canceled, to refund passengers, and to protect the commissions of air travel agents. So right now, as you and your listeners know, the aviation sector is going through a cash crunch because of shortage or very limited number of passengers that are traveling. The government offered repayable loans to Air Canada in exchange for protection of jobs, for, as I said, restoration of regional routes, and refunding passengers.
Obviously, something that a lot of people were waiting for were those refunds from flights that were canceled due to the pandemic. Can you just touch on that refund piece?
Sure. This was an important piece. A lot of Canadians who had booked flights prior to COVID had either themselves canceled the flight because of COVID or the airline company itself canceled those flights. And they never received a refund. This deal brings with it a facility, a package for those passengers whereby they will be refunded. So Air Canada will borrow money from the government to refund those passengers. And that's great. So passengers who bought tickets prior to March 22nd to fly after March 22nd will be refunded. Passengers who bought tickets after February 20th and had their flights canceled by the airline itself, they will be refunded, and they will be refunded as quickly as possible. Air Canada already announced that they're taking applications or requests for refund, I think, as of today.
Right. And what does that mean for travelers who were given travel vouchers?
Passengers who took travel vouchers are going to have the option. They can choose to keep their travel voucher if they want to, or they can ask for a refund.
What is your response to those who might question providing public money to reimburse those travelers?
I want to be clear. We are not providing any grants to Air Canada. This is a loan. And the reason why we think a loan is appropriate at this point in time is because the airline is going through a significant financial pressure. And it would have been near impossible for them to refund passengers and sustain any form of operation. So because we know that the current circumstances are caused by COVID and they are short term, we can offer a repayable loan to Air Canada where they can immediately pay the passengers who don't have to wait much longer.
I just wanted to touch on the resumption of domestic services here in Newfoundland and Labrador. Obviously, that's a lot of people waiting on that as well. So it says that you'll be bringing back services to Gander and Goose Bay. What about services from Deer Lake? Can you just talk about those resumptions?
This is a really important aspect of the agreement. Many communities who depended on Air Canada to get somewhere had lost that service because of COVID and because of the, again, lack of passengers. The agreement we reached with Air Canada is that they restore most of their routes at least 3 days a week, including, like you said, Gander and Goose Bay. Now, there are other destinations that Air Canada said they're not going to be able to restore it to restore these flights. We reached an agreement with them that they strike a deal, that they negotiate a deal with regional airlines, with smaller airlines, where those smaller airlines can cover that route and also can sell tickets to their passengers for additional trips that they can do. So those smaller airlines can become a one-stop shop to help the passenger get to their final destination.
And I just wanted to ask about Wabush in Labrador. That was one of the stations that was permanently going to be closed. Are there going to be any negotiations to resume flights there?
So Wabush is also one of the destinations that was agreed upon with Air Canada to sign a deal with a regional airline. So Air Canada is not restoring, but they have committed to working with a local partner, with a regional airline, to restore that route.
Restoring jobs in Newfoundland and Labrador, can you talk about that commitment a little bit?
Not only did Air Canada guarantee that there will be no further job losses, but with the restoration of routes, with the return of flights to these airports, you're going to see more jobs come back, whether they're in maintenance, whether they're in at airports, whether they are at the airlines themselves. So I think this is a really good news story for workers who depend on the aviation sector.